Well, it's about 20 past nine, and we're at the third crossing of the Nace River, which we're able to get across without having to change boots. We've done about 5.5 k's. I'm very fortunate. I've got four friends to share this walk with. A bit of wildlife at the moment, about a k out. There were six deer, and I've seen a fox and a bunny, and it's a very, very pleasant day. So we'll press on along the fire trail. It was lovely in the morning. The sun was up on the tops of the hills either side, and it hadn't reached the bottom. You can probably hear the Nace River in the background flowing quite strongly. So very, very pleasant indeed. Well, we got to Max and Bert's hut at about 11:30, about a 260 metre climb off the fire trail, but very pleasant. A rocky waterfall drainage line that we sidled up the south side of, and the hut's little corrugated shed on the side of the drainage line that's got a little bit of water flowing. Nicely furnished with a hammock, and that's a little iron bed strung up and wire and other bits and pieces lying around. A lovely open area near it that looks out across to the clear range, and then up behind to the Booth range, and I guess not too far over there is the bog hut that these guys moved from. So very nice. It's now about 11:45, and so we'd better push on because nearly half the day's gone. Oh yes, there was a lovely view across to the Tinderies, across the clear ranges, from a little bit higher up. Very pleasant blue sky day. Breeze is blowing gently, quite warm climbing up, might be 11 or 12 degrees. Very pleasant.